Good afternoon, gambler.
Tony.
Hey.
How was everyone's weekend?
Good weekend.
It's all right.
Good.
Yeah. Not gambling-wise. Gambling-wise, I took a big hit.
Well, yeah. I mean, we did, if I remember correctly, we did well on Friday, either 7-3 or 8-2.
Let's call it 8-2.
On a little cup of coffee a day parlay. So, I mean, we did well, and if you follow us, you did well. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. So yeah, there was a lot of action this weekend. Todd had a nice little comedy show. Avengers happened. Game of Thrones happened. Ugh. Gorm sat in the draft room of the Colts all weekend.
Yeah, don't forget about Billions. So last night it was pretty good.
Billions, correct. Also, yeah. Veep has been awesome. I'm not sure if anybody's seen that.
I've been watching that.
One of the best written shows of all time. But that's not what you're here for. You're here for sports gambling picks.
There you go.
And we have a nice little slate today. We've got NBA playoff. Got NHL playoff. We've got MLB full slate. I assume Gorms is fucking rained out again.
No, believe it or not, man, we may play three today.
Really?
Whoa. I mean, you're in a triple header. You want it. I may have it.
Hey, you know what else is this week?
What?
You know what else is this week?
Oh, go ahead.
It's the fucking Derby, my
friend.
And I expect...
I was a bad horse.
Can I just throw out a crumb to those gamblers out there?
I mean, you're going to have to make... You've been talking about horses. I know, but all it's a Monday. Long. You're going to have to eventually make a pick before Saturday.
Well, I am, but I'm just saying the horse right now that gives me the most excitement is not Omaha Beach. He's coming off a huge Arkansas Derby victory. The horse that no one's talking about is Country House.
Okay.
With finishing speed. He's going to go off at a good number. So right now on this Monday, the race goes off on Saturday. I am leaning towards Country House, maybe in that 12, 15, 20-1 odd range, something like that. So you guys got to break it down. You got to handicap it yourself. But remember, throw Country House in the mix.
I may have accumulated us an inside track to the horses at a local racetrack.
And here. this is why you listen to this show.
That's it.
What are you saying here, Todd?
I'm saying it's someone that is involved on the wellness side of the horses pre-race.
Oh, a veterinarian.
Side.
Okay.
I'm not saying that.
Big side to be on.
I'm just saying this person says... pretty much knows who's going to win.
Okay, and are you going to hand that out at some point this week?
So I think we'll try that this week.
Awesome. Okay. So there are many, many races. Are you going to make? Do you make any bets in the earlier races
in the Oaks?
Day?
You mean?
Yeah.
You mean the Friday, the Oaks, and then the Derby? Yeah. The reason you should is because all those are Grade One races. They're the biggest money pots that you're going to find.
Yeah.
The payout's good. Yes. Bet the whole card. If you're going to play the horses this weekend in Kentucky, absolutely. Play the Oaks on Friday. Play the Derby card on Saturday.
All right. So maybe Thursday I'm going to need you to explain, or we can explain as a group, trifectas, placing, fucking just picking an outright winner.
Sure. Exactas are in there.
Exactas.
Yeah.
Superfectus.
Yeah, superfectus, top four horses. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll explain all those this week for all your Kentucky Derby needs, Kentucky Derby parties.
Are you saying Kentucky, like with a G?
No, I'm saying Kentucky.
Okay, I'm hearing Kentucky.
Well, you know, it's this Yinzer accent. It's very, it's a very lazy way to speak.
I kind of like Kentucky, though.
It's a very lazy way to speak, and pronouncing that T is just, Kentucky is just easier to say, okay? All right, let's get into the NBA playoffs tonight. I am seeing Toronto Raptors at home, -6.5 against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Raptors handled the 76ers easy game one. What do you guys like? What are you guys thinking for game two tonight?
Toto!
I see a little more resistance from Philly in this game, but I like the under at 221. Saturday's game, there was a total of 203 points total.
Yes.
Toronto has the 8th-ranked defense as far as opponents' points per game, allowing only 107.3 during the season. In their last three, they've only allowed 92 points. So I think this is another low-scoring affair and closer than the last game.
Okay. Gorms, what do you think?
I am all over Toronto covering the 6.5 tonight.
Okay.
It's a tough place to play. We the North. Philly, I'm just not sold on you. I'm sorry, but you have to have Joel Embiid playing out of his mind to have which he's capable of. Don't get me wrong, but I just love the matchup with a veteran going against Gasol like that. I don't see it. So I'm taking Toronto at home with the crowd, plus Drake right at the 50-yard line. Yeah, I'm taking Toronto to cover the 6.
Joel was very frustrated Saturday.
Yes.
So it could be a bad series.
Toronto could run a lot of bodies at him. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Jimmy Butler?
You know, I mean, it's just kind of the guy that wants to be one of the top.
He's not.
5 to 8 players in the NBA, he just can't get there. Yeah, and like, you know,
especially when there's all this attention on Embiid, and he still can't get there.
Hey, next year, Tony, if he has a year under his belt in Philly, it's a different story. But this is a new team for him, new players that he's with. He's got stars around him with Embiid and Simmons. Yeah, I'm not.
Finding his place, you're saying.
Yeah, he's trying to, and he hasn't dominated. He's had some good games and stuff, but yeah, he's just.
I do like the Karate Kid look, whatever that means.
It's not bad.
let's go second game of the night. I'm seeing Denver, Denver and Portland. Denver is a 4-point favorite at home against the Blazers. Oh, by the way, I don't have any thoughts. I don't like the earlier game at all. I'm just gonna let that one go.
All right.
But for this one, I do like Portland and the points.
I do too.
Most of their games this year, if you go back and look at the regular season, take that with a grain of salt. They were close. Portland looked very good against OKC. I don't know if that was on OKC or if that was Portland being good. Denver struggled early against a Spurs team with not a lot of talent. But with a great coach, as Denver was struggling down the stretch, Portland was not. I like Portland here, plus the 4 points, and also the over 216. Every single time they've played this year, it has gone over the 216 number. So even though this has been a low-scoring playoffs, I'm still going to go with the over number there.
Okay. Yeah,
what do you guys got?
I like Portland here as well for everything you said. I think they're just playing better. I mean, they made short work of OKC, yeah. No problem. Denver had its problems going into Game 7 to mm-hmm. win that one against San Antonio. Plus, I found this interesting trend here. Since 2005, okay. Teams playing on 2 days' rest, facing a team on 6 days' rest, are 7-17 against the spread, 8-15-1 against the spread when they're the home favorite on 2 days rest.
Oh,
versus a team
so a little
on
rusty, a little
rest.
Rusty.
Yeah.
Fucking trendy Todd. What do you think about that, Gorms?
Well, I am going opposite of what you boys are like, and I'm liking Denver at home tonight. Mm-hmm. But this is the one I'm least
confident
on, yes, because I've just been looking at it and the time off, Dame Lillard and the swagger that Portland has winning the first series.
Yeah.
Denver, tough place to play. They know each other, two West Coast teams, for lack of a better term. I'm liking Denver at home tonight, boys.
Okay. Well, Todd and I don't, so
yeah,
we're going to go against you.
You win.
that's just really how it works tonight.
You win.
So those are tonight, and then tomorrow we get Celtics, Bucks, Houston, and Golden State.
Here we go.
Both of those series, very, very intriguing. Off to hot starts there. I don't know what the fuck Giannis is doing.
Mm.
He looked very tentative, yeah. I believe is the word I would mm-hmm. describe it as yesterday. But we'll get into that more tomorrow. Let's go to the MLB slate today. Gorms, you already said you might have three.
No, I don't. I only have a doubleheader that I'm playing. I'm going to parlay these two, and I'm taking the Atlanta Braves with Soroka on the mound at 2-0, 1.6 ERA.
Okay.
Against San Diego, that is struggling. It is in Atlanta. And then I am going to take the Astros and Justin Verlander at the Twins.
Baby.
I know. And Odorizzi is at a 4.37 for the Twins. I just think Justin Verlander is going to mow him down. So I'm going to go a two-team parlay. Home team Atlanta Braves, away team Astros. Play it. Enjoy.
All right, Todd, what do you got?
I got two first fives for you.
Me as well.
Love it.
I got the Brewers money line at home against the Rockies, first five. They have Zach Davies starting. He's 2-0 with a 1.65 ERA. In first five innings, runs per game, Milwaukee
love
ranks
it.
Fifth.
Fucking love it.
And Colorado ranks 21st. Big discrepancy there. So I like however this game ends up. I love Milwaukee in the first five. Same thing with Minnesota. I have them in the first five money line against the Astros. I think the Astros might take this game. But the Twins are ranked third in the league in runs per game in the first five innings with 3.52 runs, and Houston ranks 15th with 2.64. Astros have Verlander on the mound. Twins have Odorizzi. So I think the Astros pull that out. But I kept losing these Minnesota bets, and they would start so hot. And I'm like, oh, I got it locked, and I would look. So I just started looking into it more. Great first five inning team.
All right, so we have a money line bet from Gorms
yep.
for the Astros,
sure.
and then you want the first five, Todd, correct?
Correct.
All right, so first five money line is plus 145. What if we did first five plus the half at – it's still a good number. It's minus 105.
Oh, I love that.
All right, so we're going to do that. And then that's all your MLB picks, Todd?
That's it.
Okay, so I am going under first five, so it's under 4.5. We have the Rockies and Brewers, I believe, correct? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle Freeland has not been off to a great start this year. It's 4.23 ERA, but he was second or third in the NL Cy Young last year. His numbers, his strikeout per whatever per nine has been good. It's just something's been a little bit off, but I like him to get right today. And then Zach Davies for the Brewers has a 1.65 ERA. So for those reasons, I'm taking the first five under there in that game. And then I'm also going first five under in the Orioles and White Sox.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Stick with me here. Jay Means, the pitcher for Orioles, 1.74 ERA. Benuelos for the White Sox, 2.5 ERA. Not a bad little pitching matchup there. They're not great hitting teams. They're the fucking White Sox and Orioles. So I'm going under 4.5 first five there. And then my last pick of the day is the Tampa Bay Rays against the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City Royals just aren't good. Stanek is on the mound for the Rays, who has been very good this year. So I'm going to go the Rays run line minus the 1.5 there.
Now, who does Yelich play for?
Well, Yelich is hurt.
I know.
So that was part of my thinking. Is there a reason?
It was a simple question, Tony.
Were you trying to see if I knew that Yelich was out or not?
No, I'm just a simple question.
Why are you coming at me here on a Monday morning?
I just want to know.
Everyone's still aware that Yelich is hurt.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Those are our picks for the MLB. We now welcome in Nicky Raldzi for NHL playoff action. There's one game tonight, Blues at Stars. Who do you like?
I like the Blues on the road. They're almost unbeatable. They're 3-0 in the playoffs this year. Give me St. Louis.
St. Louis, just quick and easy like that?
That easy. I mean, you can't bet against them on the road until they lose, right? Gorms, what are you thinking here?
Well, we got a rookie goaltender there, and he's going on the road, and he's had some luck, and I love the Dallas Stars tonight. With Ben Bishop playing good goaltending in Dallas, I'm just saying, these are crazy playoffs. Nothing against the St. Louis pick at all, Nick. It can go either way. My money's on Dallas tonight.
Going with the sharp money.
Is that where the sharp money's at?
Yep.
Is on the Stars?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to take the Stars, but I don't go against Nick in hockey, so I'm just going to not. I'm not going to take that game. Even though I did hear a little stat earlier this morning that the Stars have been the best team in the NHL against the Blues and their rookie goalie. But
that was regular season. You know, how much of that matters in the playoffs, we don't know.
True that.
I assume you talk about this more on today's Hockey Talk.
A little bit, yeah. We dive into it a little bit.
That's Hockey Talk. You could subscribe, rate, review to that. Listen to that anywhere you find podcasts. All right, boys. That's all we have today as far as picks. So here is our cup of coffee a day parlay.
Let's go, Topor,
we have
Tony.
The Toronto Raptors -7 from Jeffrey Gorman.
Okay.
We have the under in that game from Todd McComas. We have the Trailblazers +4. That's Todd and I going against Gorman. We have the Braves -160, the Astros -180. Those are both from Gorms. We have the under 4.5, first five, Rockies Brewers. That's from me. We have the first five Twins from Todd. I have the Rays run line -1.5. And then Todd has the Brewers first five -110. And then I have the under 4.5, White Sox and Orioles. That is five to win $3,300.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's not a bad way to start the week.
That's a nice
Let me ask one question. Minnesota, did we take the first five run line or money line?
So we ended up going first five run line, which puts them to plus the half.
Yeah, because the value was there. Yeah.
Yes. Because when we took them just money line, it was like plus 145, yeah. But if you get that little half a run, which
way
is
worth
sometimes,
it.
if it was -150 or something like that, we wouldn't have done it. But -105, we're staying there.
It's a great
call. $5 to win $3,300.
Love those odds.
Not
baby.
A bad little way to start out on a Monday. Follow us at myaction.app/brobrobrobets. Follow us on Twitter @brobrobrets. Keep telling your friends about it. We appreciate everything you do. Send in any questions that you have as far as gambling, especially this week with horse races comes up.
There we go.
We have an expert in here as far as Gorms on the horse side and a veterinarian.
Hardly an expert, all right?
A veterinarian expert in Todd.
I like that, though,
over
Todd.
There.
I like that Todd's got the inside track
now
with
it's
the
local
bet.
Track, but you can find it on your Parimutuel gambling app.
Sure.
So, there you go.
Problem.
There you go, Todd. All right. There's just one thing left to do, and that is wish everyone good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.